The deadline for signing up for the new Medicare prescription drug plan is less than 2 months off. There have been lots of complaints that the new system is too confusing. Many people want the deadline pushed back to give seniors more time to figure it out. NPR's Julie Rovner looked into why a simple extension could prove more complex than it appears.
The 2003 Medicare law stipulates that Medicare beneficiaries have until this May 15th to sign up for new prescription drug coverage. If they don't act, they'll have to wait until the next open enrollment period for coverage starting next January. And they'll pay a 1% per month premium penalty for missing the deadline. That means at a minimum, their premiums will be 6% higher, not just next year, but for the rest of their lives. Given the confusion surrounding the start of the benefit, a growing number of lawmakers are calling for a delay of that enrollment cutoff. Here's how Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson put it on the Senate floor last week.
Now, you all have heard from your senior citizens. They are confused, they're bewildered, and in some cases frightened about this deadline coming up.
And it's not just senior citizens who want the deadline extended. President Bush got this plea at a Medicare meeting in Maryland last week from Wendy Meyerhoff, whose 75-year-old mother lives alone in New Jersey.
I'm trying to walk her through it, but she doesn't know what to tell me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to help her. I've punched her stuff into Medicare.gov. I've got the basics, but it's still too much for her to afford. And I don't know where to tell her to go and get help. She wants to know if you guys will roll back the May 15th deadline.
The president's response was blunt.
No. And the reason why is there's got to be a fixed time for people to sign up. And we want people to realize there is a now's the time.
What President Bush didn't say is that the main reason for the administration's opposition is that insurance companies would have a fit. Of course, those aren't the exact words Karen Ignani uses. She heads the insurance industry trade group America's Health Insurance Plans. She said the private firms offering the drug benefit based their business models on an enrollment period ending May 15th.
When we did bid a year ago, the idea was that the open enrollment period would run approximately 5 months. Changing the open enrollment period then would change the conditions on which the bidding was based.
And that could change who might sign up and when.
What we know is that in a given period of time, individuals who have very high health care costs may end up joining a plan early on. Individuals who have moderate health care costs may end up being the next group that joins, and the people who have very low health care costs would be the third group.
In other words, the people who stand to benefit the most will be the first to enroll, and those who are healthiest and so will benefit less won't sign up until they're in effect coerced by a deadline and threat of a penalty. Yet the insurers need those healthy people to join in order to offset the risk from the sicker people, or else the plans won't be financially viable. Keeping enrollment open would also mean that sign up for this year's plans would overlap with the open enrollment period for next year, which starts in November. And next year's plans are likely to cover different drugs and have different premiums than those being offered now, multiplying the confusion. One possible compromise, says Ignani, would be to end enrollment on schedule, but waive the financial penalty for next year. Congress has less than 8 weeks to decide. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.